am Mormon Joins, and we'll be speaking on some thoughts about ignorance. Someone once said, it's not a sin to be ignorant, it's just a sin to stay that way. All of us are ignorant about something. However, something about which we cannot afford to be ignorant is God's will for us in our lives. Most of us are familiar with Acts 17:30, which says that during the Old Testament times, God winked at or overlooked ignorance. But now, in this present time, He commandeth all of us to repent. However, even during the period of time when God winked at ignorance, the prophets of God mince no words in getting to the root of the problem that plagued men in that day. Notice one of these examples in the book of Hosea in the Old Testament. Hosea said the Lord had a controversy with the people, and the reason stated was that there was no truth, no love, no knowledge of God in the land. Hosea 4:1-6. The second thing Hosea did was to get specific. He listed some of the sins that were the direct result of a lack of knowledge of God and lack of respecting His will. Hosea said, there is swearing, that is, oaths, or taking the name of the Lord in vain. Next, he said, there is lying, reckless with the truth. And next, he said, there is killing, murder. And next, there is stealing, not respecting the property rights of others. Next, he said, there is committing adultery, the openness of which is a shame. And next, he said, there is a breaking in or out, that is, for the purpose of robbing and murdering with one violent, bloody deed following another. Now, does this sound like anything you've heard lately? Politicians seek answers to our problems in this regard in government. Sociologists and economists seek answers in more money and jobs. However, Bible students know why these problems plague society today. There is no knowledge of God in the land. We cannot fill our children's minds with pornography and expect them not to be immoral. We cannot fill their minds with violence of the electronic media and expect some of our people not to be criminals. We cannot fill our bodies with alcohol and other drugs and not expect more people to be killed and maimed on the highways and more murder and domestic violence to take place. We cannot teach our children the theory of evolution, that we all came from animals, and not expect some of them to act like animals. But we can still fill our minds and our children's minds with the message of the Bible and expect Christians and Christian conduct. Today we need to be as forthright as Hosea in identifying the problems and call for a return to morals, ethics, and religion taught in the Word of God. It is the only answer that we have. Thank you for listening today.